Worship Radio 247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Beloved, welcome to the Hour One Nuggets for today. As you know, we're doing a study of 1 Peter, and we're going through 1 Peter verse by verse by verse. And we're now on chapter 4 and the 10th verse. This is what it says. God has given you, each of you, a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. God has given you, each of you, a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Spiritual gifts is an interesting subject. In church on Sunday, we had a preacher called Bev who was bringing a word on spiritual gifts, and she was bringing a word specifically on tongues, and it was really interesting what she was saying about that. And actually, she got the entire church into groups, and we were then speaking in tongues. I spoke in tongues clearly for 20 minutes in one go, and she was explaining that when you do that, it strengthens you because you're speaking in an unknown language. And not only that, but you are edifying the church because you're praying for stuff you don't even realize what you're praying for. And that's the interesting thing about spiritual gifts. Just go with me for a moment to the first book of Corinthians, and go with me to chapter 12. I'll tell you what, I'm going to read from verse 1. It says this: "And now, dear brothers," by the way, this is Paul talking to the church in Corinth, and during 1 Corinthians, during his first letter to the Corinthian church, he was giving them advice, he was giving them instruction as to what to do, because they were making so many mistakes. He says this in the 12th chapter: "And now, dear brothers and sisters, I will write about the special abilities the Holy Spirit gives each of us, for I must correct your misunderstandings about them. You know that when you were still pagans, you were led astray and swept along in worshipping speechless idols. So I want you to know how to discern what is truly from God. No one speaking by the Spirit of God can curse Jesus. And no one is able to say, 'Jesus is Lord,' except by the Holy Spirit." If you can truly say, beloved, right now, "Jesus is Lord," then know this: it is the Holy Spirit that is telling you how to do that. Now, there are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but it is the same Holy Spirit who is the source of them all. There are different kinds of service in the church, but it's the same Lord we are serving. There are different ways God works in our lives, but it's the same God who does the work through all of us. A spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. To one person, the Spirit gives the ability to give wise advice. To another, he gives the Spirit the gift of special knowledge. The Spirit gives special faith to another. And to someone else, he gives the power to heal the sick. He gives one person the power to perform miracles, and to another, the ability to prophesy. He gives someone else the ability to know whether it is really the Spirit of God or another spirit that is speaking. In other words, discernment. Still another person is given the ability to speak in unknown languages. Notice the languages. And another is given the ability to interpret what is being said. It is excuse me, it is the one and only Holy Spirit who distributes each of these gifts. He alone decides which gift each person should have. I believe, beloved, it is possible for us to have multiple gifts. And I believe the Lord does that for a reason, for a specific reason. And oftentimes it is to edify the church. In fact, most times it is there to edify the church. Or the ecclesia, or the people. In other words, if you've got a small home group that you go to, that is church. Because you are a group of Christians worshipping together. Let me tell you this. Let me go a stage further. Right now, you are listening to this broadcast. We are a church. Let's face it, we're a group of Christians meeting together to worship God in spirit and in truth. And therefore, we are church. And sometimes, beloved, sometimes when the Lord gives me utterance, I bring a prophetic word to you. That happens now and again. God has given each of you a gift from His great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. You see, Peter is just reiterating what Paul has already said. It is to edify each other. It is to edify the church. And oftentimes people say to me, I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, but I can't speak in tongues. Well, when I was at church on Sunday, Bev was bringing us a wonderful word. And she said the way that she started to speak in tongues when she was baptized in the Holy Spirit was quite simply to start to sing. To sing. And allow words to come out of your mouth that you don't understand. God will give you this ability. If you've never spoken in tongues before, just start singing. Just start worshiping. But even if you haven't been given the gift of tongues, Peter tells us very clearly you will have been given a gift. Now, what is that? Is that prophesying? Is that interpreting tongues? Is that edifying the church by having a special gift of discernment? Whatever your gift is, beloved, you have a gift, especially if you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to do something today that I don't normally do, but I'm going to do it anyway, because I feel this is of God to do just that. Maybe you don't know what it means to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Perhaps you've given your heart to Jesus, but you don't know what it is to be baptized by the Holy Spirit. You understand what it is to be baptized by water, but not by the Holy Spirit. And therefore, I want to pray. I want to pray for you. And the way I'm going to do this, it has to be your desire. It can't be my desire. It has to be your desire, beloved. You must be the one to say, you know what, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit today. And if you do, and you're agreeing with this, I would love you to pray with me, and I want you just to follow along with my words. Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. And I pray now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that right at this very second, you baptize me in your Holy Spirit. Let your Spirit fall on me now, Lord, and fill me to overflowing. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen and amen.